Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Everybody, and welcome to Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, what do we think is going to happen in the MCU post Captain America and the Winter Soldier?
Not the film.
No. That's Captain America, Winter Soldier.
That's
correct.
Captain America, that's new.
There's a colon, right? There's no colons here.
I don't think there is a colon, which does make it confusing.
Yeah.
But I feel like the implication is that there is an invisible colon.
Yeah.
Captain America, Winter... Is it just Captain America Winter Soldier?
Invisible colon.
Oh, maybe it is Captain America, Winter Soldier. Or is it the Winter Soldier? Let's speculate.
Let's speculate for a 10-year-old film?
If it's Captain America, colon, the Winter Soldier, that's very confusing.
Because it's Captain America, colon, the first Avenger.
Yeah, but...
Oh, my... Is there a colon?
Yeah.
Or is Captain America the first...
And there's also Captain America, colon, the Civil War. Civil War. There's
If there's no colon after Captain America, Winter Soldier, that means Captain America is the Winter Soldier.
Okay,
either way.
There is a colon, but it is not present... on the poster, but it is present in the title on IMDb.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think that like, and also there's like Captain America colon the first Avenger.
You know what
Captain
I really
America,
like
colon,
about this? That still, as a listener, I would be unclear which Captain America the Winter Soldger we're talking about.
Like to say this does bring tie back into my invisible colon theory, which is in advertising material, no colon, but officially there is a colon.
Okay, so that is an invisible colon.
There is if that's on your BS Boys sheet, give it a big tick.
Invisible colon done.
Is the BS Boys sheet different from the bingo sheet? You know, the BS Boys sheet that you all got when you started listening.
Yeah.
When you hit subscribe, you got it.
Yeah, right?
And if you didn't get it, email us at baselessspeculation@gmail.com.
Email us at wheresmysheet@gmail.com. Anyway, yeah,
if it bounces back, it's not on. Anyway,
we're talking about Falcon and Winter Soldier.
But at the end of that show... So this is how you know we saw it, because at the end, in the credits, Falcon and Winter Soldier, it doesn't say that anymore. It says Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
That's right. Falcon, he is now Captain America.
Yes. I will say immediately that it is a dog act that we are still calling Bucky the Winter Soldier, since the entire series is about him trying to leave behind the fact he was the Winter Soldier.
It should have just been called Captain America and Bucky. Yeah. That would have been cool.
Captain America and what was his...
White Wolf?
White Wolf,
or just like Corporal Barnes.
I guess he doesn't really have a superhero name anymore, does he?
I realized something very, very cool, though. So, like, they call Sam's nieces and nephews call him Uncle Sam, But because now Bucky is like a family friend, there's a big chance they're going to call him Uncle Buck, which then ties into the John Candy film Uncle Buck.
Another as American as Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin confirmed for Cap America 4. That's what I hear.
Cap America 4, the two American uncles. That's what they call it. Oh, my God.
But yeah, so it is crazy to find out that Uncle Buck is set in the MCU and in the future.
Yeah, that is wild to hear.
So it must be like 20.
Do you reckon they're going to get a CGI John Candy?
I hope so.
No, they'll CGI Sebastian Stan to look like John Candy. He's clearly playing the same character.
Is the comic book character Uncle Sam... Not Sam
Sam Wilson.
Not Sam Wilson, yeah. Just Uncle Sam. Is that a DC character or a Marvel character? The one who is America, and when America's in danger, he comes out and punches Nazis and stuff.
That sounds like it'll probably be DC, because...
There is 100% there is an Uncle Sam in Earth 616.
Yes, I knew it.
Captain America found Uncle Sam when searching for Father Time.
Yeah. He's like America personified, and he's like the We Want You guy, and he just comes out and bashes people.
He told Cap he was an illusion. So there you go.
Anyway, I hope he turns up.
Yeah. Even though he's like, hey, Captain America, I'm illusion. Captain's like, you're at least heroic.
You're a heroic illusion. That's cool.
That's nice.
Anyway, Falcon and Winter Soldier, the 6-episode television event series has ended. There is some implications.
That's true.
And here at the BS Boys HQ at Baseless Speculation headquarters... We are going to speculate, baselessly, about what the implications of this show are going to be on the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Here's the first thing that I'm wondering.
Yes.
is because previously Captain America was in charge of the Avengers, mm-hmm. right? He was the king of the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah. He was Mr.
He was
Avenger.
King Avenger, yes.
He was Mr. Avenger.
Or, as we touched on, and this ties into the start of the episode. Yeah. Wow, it's all coming together. Captain America, colon, invisible colon, the first Avenger.
I don't think you're allowed to go full circle that quickly. I can't be right.
Who cares?
Yeah, I guess we're looping.
All right. We throw rules away here at Baseless Speculation. But does that mean that the new Captain America is in charge of the Avengers? Are the Avengers still around?
No, but yeah, maybe.
Something that I was unclear on throughout the whole series is whether or not, because they'd occasionally say, they're like, well, this isn't the Avengers. You're not doing Avengers shit right now.
Yeah,
but like,
you were an Avenger, are an Avenger?
So are the Avengers still around? Are they starting a new Avengers?
Well, the MCU is actually, it plays a little bit of a trick on us as the audience, because often movies end with the Avengers sort of disbanding, but then they come together when they need Avengers shit. The Avengers aren't like operating as just like a base team all the time.
That's true, they were a little bit when they had that little their HQ and they were sort of training there. Was it Camp Hammond? Camp Hammond or something?
Yeah.
John Hammond. Jurassic Park. Reference.
Yeah. But so I'm just wondering what the implications are. Well, like what I guess does it mean blown to be up. Captain America? Yeah.
It got blown up in Infinity War Endgame, and we thought Ant-Man was dead for a second, remember?
Not really, but I believe
he got hit
you.
By a missile.
I believe
okay.
He got too small to avoid the explosion.
Hey, everyone's favorite segment of Base Speculation when we try to remember previous movies and where characters are. So Thor is off-world with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct.
And they're trying to look for Gamora.
He's going
to
have some love and thunder.
Yeah. Iron Man is in heaven.
Hell,
sorry.
Iron Man is in Iron Hell.
Iron Man died and went to hell. Uh-huh. For all of those war crimes.
He made a lot of money selling a lot of missiles
even
to a lot
when
of
if
bad
someone
people.
Called him a domestic terrorist, I wouldn't interrupt.
In the first Iron Man, there's a scene where he lands in a small village and then locks onto several just like guys and shoots them in the head. So he should be in hell.
He's done a lot of murders.
He's done heaps of murders. So he saved a lot of people though, but you know, does two wrongs make a right?
Steve Rogers is constantly saving people and killing people. The two wrongs. Let God sort them out, is what I say.
Look, let God sort them out. I kill people, I bring them back. Two wrongs. I am going against Christian faith.
Don't say
only Jesus shall bring people back. No, me. Well, actually, it was
False
Hulk
prophet.
That did it. Actually, no, Hulk brought him back. Tony just killed more people.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But he, anyway. The morality of Iron Man aside.
He's gone.
Captain America is in time.
Captain America is retired.
Old man, maybe, probably retired.
Maybe on the moon.
Not on the moon, but if he's on the moon.
Someone that would be
on the moon.
Pretty
You know
cool.
what? It said on the moon multiple times. I wonder if they just did that. I think that they may have put that in the series to be like, you're not seeing Steve Rogers in this series, but people said... heard that and they're like, we're going to see Steve Rogers in this series.
Well, maybe it'll be the kind of thing. Yeah. Here's the speculation finally happening. Maybe it'll be the kind of thing where, because they've kind of been building towards S.W.O.R.D. in the background of a lot of the shows currently. Maybe it'll be.
I would say it was pretty foreground in WandaVision
that
when
is
they.
True.
I am S.W.O.R.D.
When
who is this background guy? What the fuck?
Two of the main characters of that series were directly working for S.W.O.R.D.
I thought it was a bit of just a reference to like The Man Who Watches or whatever it was called, which was what Bucky ended up being. Like Nick Fury was for a bit in this, like in the comic book stuff. It was like Nick Fury was like there but protecting Earth from all extraterrestrial bullshit. Okay.
Maybe he's become an inhuman.
Bucky did maybe.
They do live on the moon. No, I was just wondering if, like, eventually when we go to space, we're like space S.W.O.R.D.
He'll be standing on the moon. And
well,
waving.
Maybe he'll be there, and it'll be like I could just imagine people tweeting like, "Oh my god, look at this reference in Falcon and Winter Soldier from X amount of years ago. They knew what they were doing, Marvel."
Well, here's what you do. So what you have Captain America on the moon, and you know you're like, well,
he's also like 100.
He's 100 and something, and old mate Chris Evans, he doesn't want to come back. Yeah. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna merge Captain America and
Neil Armstrong, the only man that's
not
ever been
Neil
on the moon.
Armstrong, but no, was it Werewolf by Night?
Oh yeah,
or whatever his name was, J. Jonah Jameson's son, who is an astronaut and becomes a werewolf. So we're going
to
get a Cap. So we're finally going to get Cap Wolf.
It could happen.
Yeah. Hulk broke an arm from doing the click.
Yep.
To sort of fight, maybe.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch. is Scarlet Witch now. Yeah,
we know what's happening to her.
In our home, very far away, doing a thing.
Yeah.
Doing a raid.
Yeah.
Doing a raid. Good Ultron, Vision.
He's off in space. Well, he's dead.
But new Vision is up.
Yeah.
Ship of Theseus.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess, yeah. Well, I mean, Vision just did the... I almost said Mr. Manhattan. Dr. Manhattan. He's just like, humanity, I don't know.
I gotta go have a think. He's probably on the moon.
he's having a think.
Yeah, next to Captain America.
All this. Vision having a think because Captain America put that in your sheet.
Yeah. Put that on your bingo card.
I reckon, well, no, we won't get the, because in my head I'm like, I can really imagine Vision being like the thinker on the moon. Yeah. But no, I'm just thinking of Mr. Manhattan on Mars.
You could get Vision thinking on the moon. I think that's pretty easy to imagine. Yeah. I'm thinking of it right now.
He'll go,
Yeah.
Humanity, I grow tired of them.
Yeah.
And then Captain America as a wolf.
I'm on the moon the whole time. I'm always a wolf. Anyway, so.
This was cheaper than getting Chris Evans back.
So I guess that means that the Avengers, by and large, are spread to the four winds.
Well,
You got new Asgard, which Valkyrie's leading, and that's like its own thing over there.
Yeah, not an Avenger.
Yeah.
Not an Avenger.
Who else is in the Avengers?
Nebula, but then...
Hawkeye. Probably with his family.
Yeah.
So, Hawkeye having a family time.
Black Widow, dead.
Yeah.
Gamora.
Do you reckon Hawkeye's like family, when they came back, you're like, oh, so you're really into Japanese culture now,
That would have been a shock. It would have been a change.
Weeb.
Yeah, oh, dad's a weeb. That's embarrassing.
Also older. 5 years older. Usually you grow out of being a weeb, I guess. Or maybe you grow more committed. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll never tell.
Yeah.
But anyway,
in his eyes, his wife and kids kind of not left him, but basically left him.
He's got a lot of stuff to work through, old Hawkeye. But yeah, so I guess the Avengers aren't.
Yeah.
He's just Captain America by himself, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Wilson. Bucky.
Yeah.
Corporal Barnes? Sergeant Barnes?
I think he's gonna
Uncle Buck!
Uncle Buck.
Something else that I think was like a big, ooh, this will have implications, and it seemed, there's two things that were in the last episode, spoilers, I guess, of course, that are...
oh, no.
that are definitely going to have implications maybe down the track. One was Julia Louis-Dreyfus as presumably Madame Hydra.
Yes.
Or Lady Hydra, being like, things are going to get weird. Well, she didn't say it like Oprah, but she was like, things are going to get weird. I wish Oprah would come out and say that.
Well, Oprah's one of the last remaining working actors in Hollywood that has yet to appear in the MCU. So I think post...
things are going to get weird.
Post... I think a very safe, because obviously we're going to need a bingo card for what's going to happen in Falcon and Winter Soldier post... Sorry, MCU post Falcon and Winter Soldier. Oprah cameo.
Yeah.
Has Oprah been? No,
but she could.
Yeah, as if Tony Stark wasn't on the Oprah Winfrey
Maybe
show.
Maybe there'll be another flashback to the 90s, like in Captain Marvel, and she'll go on Oprah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Captain Marvel. She's in space, I assume.
Yeah.
True. No, but so there's Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Madame Hydra being like, we got to get you. You got to be a U.S. agent because things are going to get weird, which is strange. I don't know what that means. And then also there's Agent Carter is the power broker, and she's like, I just got access to whole bunch of spooky, kooky shit.
Yeah. You get ready. I think they're going to do. And I know this is new. And this is big. And this is huge speculation they've never brought up before.
Yeah.
I mean, this definitely is just the start of Thunderbolts.
Oh, yeah.
And especially because, as we just realized, there's no Avengers team.
Yeah.
So they're just going to put together a new Avengers.
True.
But they're bad this time.
Yeah. So you think as, like, headed by Agent Carter?
I think they'll be called something else. I think, in fact, they'll be the Thunderbolts, but the series will call them the same way that US Agent was called Captain America for a bit. They'll be like, oh, it's the new Avengers. I'm pulling a face every time I say New Avengers to let you know, like,
that's what that silence is.
Got Madame Hydra making
and a Captain America XP in US Agent.
Well, yeah, basically, Madame Hydra making the Avengers kind of thing for America, but really it's just, yet again, infiltrating for Hydra for...
I don't think she'll be Madame Hydra, because Hydra is pretty cooked.
Yeah.
When you cut off one head, they always go back to...
That's the Hydra, yeah.
But yeah, so if she is working for Hydra, what is Hydra goal?
They're not Nazis. That's what we know about Hydra.
Two heads, not Nazis. What else?
They want to control the world.
Weren't they already?
And especially, they like, did control what? The world, and then they kept doing it, and then Captain America was like, oh, busted.
Well, they're probably in a good position, like, narratively, Hydra now, because the only goal they need is to, once again, gain control. Like, you don't have to tell me what they want to do when they get control.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't matter to me as a viewer. I'm like, yeah, Hydra wishes they were as powerful as they once were.
So. I reckon they'll probably have similar things to Baron Zemo, or be like, hey, things are getting hectic on Earth, and we need to make sure things stay safe on Earth by killing everyone.
Classic
Hydra. So I think Hydra will, or at least an offshoot of Hydra, which is what Madam Hydra. God, so many times I'm saying the word Hydra and not liking it.
Yeah.
So Elaine good. From Seinfeld.
Yeah, much better.
What's a famous Elaine saying?
Get out! And then she pushes George Costanza over.
Yeah.
Or he wears a toupee and she gets furious and tears it off and throws it out the window.
Yeah, that's fair.
Classic Elaine.
Or Elaine's her crazy good. Dance. Oh, yeah, Elaine
I know
rolls.
The crazy dance, but that's a bit not obvious. That's not a quote.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I'm doing the kick.
Yeah! I must say, Madam Hydra's introduction was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Well...
These boots weren't made for walking. Is that what were they happy with that line? Because I wasn't.
You know how I was saying, and you probably don't, because I imagine the moment we hit stop on recording any podcast, you forget everything that was said.
Yeah.
But how I was saying that I think this will tie into Black Widow, and I think that is going to be the character. Like, I reckon that.
I think she'll probably be in it. I just think that, like, God, like, even it's just a terrible.
Well, no,
life.
That's what. Yeah. But also, I don't think that was meant to be originally be her introduction.
But even her introduction into Falcon and Winter Soldier.
It was
I don't know. There was that weird thing where she was kind of lady cucking U.S. agent's wife.
Well, that
for
was
a bit.
Great. I like that. It's just that opening line.
You don't need to say lady cock.
Yeah,
women can be cocks too.
That's true.
But
women can be balls too.
Yeah. But yeah, these
I
boots
like to say
work.
Lady cucking and man cucking.
I like to keep my cocks gender neutral.
That's fair.
That's brave of both of you.
Bulls, cucks, can be anyone.
Yeah, look, you're right.
I think he's got a cuck queen.
Not in my book.
It's all cucking all the time.
Is it cuck royalty?
Yeah, it's always cuck royalty. Cuck well, it's not dunks. A cuck king. I don't know. I don't know why I'm the expert on this all of a sudden, but I am. So I will be the
final.
But
either way, I enjoyed her cucking U.S. agent's wife for a bit. That was
I think
funny.
She was a fun... I just hated that introduction.
Oh, yeah,
I think she was a very fun character, and I love Julia
U.S. agent was good.
Yeah. Incredible. Great
I like his semi-redemption.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, he's a little bit cooked, and he hasn't gone... Full, like,
he still thinks he's doing the right thing.
Which is kind of nice.
Which is, at the very least, interesting.
Yeah, you know it's good villain motivation, not being like, I'm going to bloody kill Tony Stark. Yeah. I'm Burden Kelly. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Certainly.
I'm going to kill Tony Stark because he bought Stark a bomb from me and didn't pay me enough money. And now I'm furious. And it's 15 years later, I'm going to kill Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, certainly better characterized than any of the Flag Smashers, I think. Personally.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I guess we're now touching on the fact, like, people were probably curious what we thought of the series.
Yeah.
Thought it was pretty good, but very patchy.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit messy and had some really incredible moments, but, like, the muscles were great of it, the bones were great of it, but, like, the sinew and all the connective tissue was super weak.
I know that you didn't like this at first.
Mm.
But by the end of it, it was definitely the strongest part. But Falcon and Winter Soldier, by far the best parts of the show. And sneaky third person that's also the best part of the show, Isaiah Bradley.
Yeah,
all of his stuff was incredible. Whew, Jesus.
Hello. Emotions. Damn, that rolled.
Yeah. I really like that they kind of grab from, like, the truth.
Yeah.
Quite heavily to be like, oh, yeah, of course. That's like a really cool, like,
storyline. Like a really interesting thing that you could imagine Marvel trying to shy away from because it doesn't really present, you know, like, not necessarily Captain America, but that whole institution in a great light.
Hey, America's fucked, and it's kind of hard to put that in a Captain America book.
Yeah.
I really liked, like, John...
Walker?
Walker.
Mm-hmm.
These boots are walk for
oh Walker. Oh my god, is that why she said it?
I don't know. I like John Walker, but the Flag Smasher stuff was weird, and I know everyone on the internet is aware of this, but if you're not, there is a very, 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 very heavy implication that the story of this season was changed.
Oh,
because maybe you don't know about this.
I don't know about this
as well.
So Nando V Movies is the person who pointed this out, but I've seen a lot of people talk about it.
Like the chicken shop?
Yeah.
I always thought that. I mean, when someone says Nando V Movies, no, he's just a really big YouTuber. His name might be Nando. I don't know. I don't watch his stuff very often.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Not the chicken shop, though. It's not Nando's Peri Peri Presents my take on Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Do you think Nando's might be interested in that discussion?
Nando's is an entity, it's hard to say.
Yeah. You know, the story of Nando's is that a man was tried for a crime he didn't commit, and he was like, if I'm innocent, this dead chicken will come back to life and crow. And it did. So then he got off, and then he made Peri Peri Chicken.
That's incredible.
It's written on the wall of most Nando's shops.
No.
I promise.
No way.
No.
Yeah, it's written on the wall. Go to a Nando's, read the wall.
I will.
Yeah, done.
I'm excited.
It's hectic.
Resurrecting. Wow, maybe it's Jesus, Hulk, and this guy. Yeah. They can bring people back from the dead.
So what was the original story?
Oh, yeah. There is evidence to this. It makes the flag. It's like the flag smashes part of the story, which is rather than them just being angry about
being relocated,
but also like the fact
no
that
no borders, one people, one world. Look, I like their motivation.
Yeah.
When I first heard that, I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting.
Well,
so to add on to that, it's looking like that there was a pandemic or a big virus that was happening. Yeah. And when everyone came back, then kind of like the prejudice of the old world came back, and it meant like vaccine hoarding and stuff like that became a thing.
Huh.
Tuberculosis that kills the character.
Carly's
tuberculosis is only ever said in ADR. And it seems weird for TB just to randomly kill someone.
And
that to sort of be like a big point. And the first time you see Carly when she's hiding in the thing and they're like, oh, I've rescued the hostage. Every single crate in that is labeled vaccine.
Huh. Wow, there you go.
And that also probably ties into the fact, this is not my research, by the way.
I need to
make this very much clear. This is not me. But I cited my source. That's huge.
Yeah, I know. You should still get praise for this.
Yeah, yeah. It's honest.
Yeah. Brave.
It also kind of ties into the fact that this is probably why Falcon and Winter Soldier was pushed back, because they probably needed to re-record a lot of ADR and stuff like that.
That makes a lot of sense.
That does make
And that would sense. Definitely make the Flag Smashers' motivations a little
Being like, clearer. America is the world is fucking us, and like now someone I love has died because of this. And all of these people are at risk, and we're taking their homes, and just because these people came back, you deem more important than us. Fuck you.
And then you're hoarding the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a look, because it's not like it was necessarily a bad motivation. It just wasn't very clear.
Yeah, and that would have made it way more clear, and also way more heavy hitting straight from, straight off the bat.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes it way more understandable why Sam's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, there is, Sam does get it, because the bank loan denial.
The
racism that is definitely peppered through this, but... Yeah, that would have probably been better.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But that's not what we got.
No.
Nice try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have just left it in.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, people would have been like, hey. Be like,
this is a bit
this
in poor taste.
Close. It's close to home.
But also.
Hey, America, you are hoarding America.
Oh,
you are doing that.
Okay. Oh,
well, I mean, you're going to give it to anyone in. No.
No. Nice. That's
sorry.
That's
cool. As someone who lives in Australia and just can't get the vaccine because our government has cooked it, that would have been good to see on TV.
I agree.
My escapism being like, oh, yeah, no vaccines. Oh, yeah.
Is it because your government hoarding it, or is it because your government's incompetent?
Which one?
Because we got one or the other.
One of them, it's not hoarding. We got none. We lost, literally lost ours.
Yeah.
Opposite of hoarding.
They went
threw it away.
Do we need this?
It's going in the maybe bin pile.
Nah. Throw it out.
It would be funny if it wasn't going to impact our lives, but the fact that we lost millions of vaccines, legitimately just lost them.
Yeah.
Where to
we
go?
We misplaced them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. You see, you know when you've got a crate of vaccines and you put it down and then you go and make a cup of tea and then you're like, where did I put...
Where did I put that?
Million doses
it
of
was
the
20. Where did I put that?
Maybe
20
they didn't label them.
Million.
They put them on the wrong boat and then the boat went away and then we can't get them back. Hey,
something like that. Do you remember the name of that boat? Do you remember we put on a boat? Yeah.
Might have even been 100 million vaccines. It was in the millions.
It was a significant amount.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But as you can see, you can just pepper that in your pop culture and people don't get too angry. I can assume as we are recording the episode and hadn't put it out.
Yeah.
Flag Smashers would definitely the weakest part.
Yeah.
But I also get that you can't have US Agent as the villain because they needed to fight on something and have sort of opposing views.
And also I understand that you wanted, you know, because I think largely Falcon and Winter Soldier was kind of an exploration of like, what does it mean to be Captain America?
Yeah.
And what does it mean to represent America and so on? So you kind of can't have your bad guy be just like a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like it couldn't have been like a souped up Batroc the Leaper because we'd have been like, oh yeah, like he's a villain and that makes sense. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's no nuance
it's
to
sad
that.
One of the implications of post Falcon and Winter Soldier MCU is Batroc the Leaper has been shot in the guts and is dead.
Yeah, I love Batroc the Leaper's power is strong legs. That's awesome. And it works for him.
Until he got shot in the guts.
He's been around for so long.
Yeah.
He was in Falcon and Winter... He was in Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think... Yeah, the good villains are the ones that have that different, like, worldview.
Like
Killmonger. And when you have that worldview, that kind of clashes with the hero. And a really good villain is that the hero then either adopts or at least through the villain's actions, changes their worldview.
For sure.
And we sort of had this in the last episode, with Falcon being like, you know, why do you think they're doing that? And again, that was really nice.
Yeah.
Big speech.
Yeah.
But again, it's all fantasy. I'm like, would that have made much difference?
No, not at all.
But I'm glad it didn't here. That's nice.
Exactly. And I think as well, this series was not really about good guys versus bad guys.
No.
Like, you're not really watching it for that, you know? You're kind of really in it for the journey of both Bucky and the Winter Soldier.
I really like where they started, and I really like where they ended up. And I think especially for Bucky, and especially for Captain America now.
Yeah.
Like I really like that arc, and I really like Captain America's new costume. It was very comic book accurate.
Yeah.
And yeah, I liked it.
I wish he'd had a helmet. I don't know why. Just an aesthetic choice.
I thought the goggles were a bit silly.
Yeah.
But I also thought that when it was in the comics.
Yeah.
So,
but he does fly. So yeah. Something I really liked, because I always like it in anything, is the fact that Falcon doesn't have powers or whatever.
Yeah.
I always think that's so, just for like fight scenes, it's cool. Like I loved the way they were like, Falcon has to even the playing field, has to like boost at the right time to get a good hit in. And like,
that was good.
They kind of properly established that like...
A punch in the guts will really take it out of him.
Yeah, and like a punch with a boost is like hard for him because he just has a measly human hand.
Yeah.
And that was cool. I thought that was awesome. I loved every one of those scenes. I hope he never takes the serum because I think that's always so much more interesting.
I think he will, because if he was going to,
it would have happened. Yeah, for sure. But I thought that was cool.
Although, would you have liked a Popeye-esque moment of like John Walker
wailing
on him? John Walker wailing on him and him holding a shield up and it's like pushing further and further down. He's getting like crushed underneath the shield, and then there's a serum on the ground and he drinks like,
I am what I am.
Look. His arms stretch and then he socks John Walker
as he's
in
doing
the
that. John Walker's like his hands are getting bloody. You know, is whatever, and then we get like a scene like in Hulk, blood falls into Falcon's mouth.
Yeah,
and then, I am what I am, and then biff.
That would have been great. And if he got big, grotesque forearms, and anchor tattoos, and olive oil as a wife. That's my wife now. Da 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 da. I don't like that scene.
Yeah.
One thing that I think is a disappointing, and obviously this doesn't preclude it happening, but I was so sure that we were going to get a scene where it was like, there's so much super soldier serum out there in the world now, and I was like, oh, well, because obviously that'll lead to Man Thing, but they destroyed it all, so...
But
did they?
Maybe they just pumped it into a lake.
We already know, though, through Thor Ragnarok, that Man-Thing's
already happened. That's
already
right.
Happened, so, and his wife's already gotten burnt. So we know that that story has already happened.
Man-Thing happened in like the
90s.
The 90s.
It's a prequel.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to get like a Captain Marvel just like flying by, and then it's going to like zoom down into the Florida Everglades.
Yeah.
As Ted Salas careens.
My ex-wife sold me out. Glug, 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 glug. I'm the Man-Thing now. Yeah. That will be good. Well, I mean, both WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier have given us two ingredients that create Man-Thing: magic and the Super Soldier Serum, which means that, I mean, Loki's got to give the last one, which is the swamp. The three ingredients.
Although, one thing, and look, this is something that everyone kind of suspected was going to be the case, but another thing that Falcon and Winter Soldier has shown us is that these TV series don't really change the status quo that much.
No.
In a way that you can't just explain it in one scene in a film. Because this ends with Sam as Captain America, and at the end of Endgame, he gets given the shield. So if you didn't see any of this, and then in the next movie,
he's Captain just America. Captain America. You would just accept it. Yeah, for sure.
Baron Zemo back in jail.
Yeah.
Sharon Carter, we haven't seen her. And next time she comes in, if she's bad, you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
I guess she was a
villain. Oh, actually, now she works for the government again, which is the last time we saw her, too.
That's true.
Yeah, but then she'd be evil. Why? Oh, there was a bit where she wasn't working for the government.
I see. Yeah. All you need is a throwaway line where they're like,
she'll be like, yeah, you betrayed me. You left me for dead. And I've learned that America can't be trusted. Yeah. I'm going to shoot Captain America in the head.
Yeah.
Patrick the Leaper. We don't think about him, and now he's dead.
Who was thinking, every time Patrick the Leaper appears on the screen, you're like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. At the opening scene for this whole series, I was like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
And then when he came back,
that guy. Yeah, absolutely.
He should have taken the super soldier serum, but only in his legs.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Been really good.
Could have done big jumps.
Yeah.
All right, so implications. Let's just fucking get them done.
Okay,
Thunderbolts, it's a lock. Much like Man-Thing, it's definitely happening.
It's coming. Yep.
And I think that what this is actually another... Wow, I'm just so excited. My brain's firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Thunderbolts are definitely going to happen, but I also think they're going to do Young Avengers or New Avengers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah, we got like
New
Patriot,
Falcon,
which is Isaiah Bradley's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be version of Captain America. So you think it's called, I think his name is Patriot.
Yeah, I think it's Patriot. Yeah. Plus you got Wiccan and whatever the other one is from WandaVision, you know?
Yeah.
So
thank you.
And Tommy.
Yeah.
You also get New Falcon in this.
Yeah.
Like, what was his name?
I know.
It's Sam Wilson's friend that he gives the broken wings to.
Yeah.
He'll be New Falcon. You've also got Ant-Man's kid.
Yep.
That's kicking it sweet.
Plus you've got, Kate.
Cassie?
Plus you've...
Cassie.
Kate is Hawkeye's kid. Yeah.
And Kate Bishop's in the Hawkeye series.
So you're definitely going to get a Young Avengers.
Probably fighting Thunderbolts, which is fucked.
It's a weird...
Because the old Avengers are probably going to go up into space or punch on with Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Maybe in space. Maybe because they're just...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Through dimensions.
Hard to say.
Oh, yeah. They when we go into space, they'll be going straight through dimensions.
Yeah.
Maybe Young Avengers will go to space.
Yeah.
They love
space. Straight to dimensions. Cyclops were there being like, what was that? And they'll keep going.
Yeah.
Like a... There, you want an X-Men? You want an X-Men? There it is. There, leave
X-Men.
Us alone.
That's actually the movie you're getting as well. This one scene.
Oh.
That's disappointing.
So I think with Thunderbolts, you're going to get US Agent. We're going to get...
Thunderbolt Ross. Mm-hmm.
Well, Thunderbolt Ross, possibly, is where we're going to get maybe like Baron Zemo, of course, but also the Abomination.
He'll probably be back.
The tie-in through She-Hulk is going to be that.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
You're going to get Madame Hydra coming in and being like, join, things are going to get weird.
Yeah, plus you've got Armor Wars as well, which is on the horizon at some point, and depending on what kind of lead-in.
Ironheart as well.
Yeah, Ironheart. So depending on what kind of lead-in, you know, you could have a Norman Osborn becoming Iron Patriot. There's all the ingredients here for a Thunderbolt.
Interesting to have, like, Norman Osborn be introduced as an Iron Man villain as opposed to Spider-Man.
But also, I can imagine him being introduced in Spider-Man, whatever, home.
Home.
No way home.
No way home.
Why did they decide? And look, this is totally unrelated. Why are you putting home in all of your titles? Who cares?
I thought it was weird when...
It's the home trilogy.
Yeah, it's home.
Why?
Spider-Man, he about home.
Yeah. It's just weird.
It is very strange.
Put cum in everyone. Homecoming. Oh, come okay. home, Spider...
I thought you... Home, come. Come homing.
Come homing.
Spider-Man, colon, invisible colon, yeah. Come.
Come from home. Yeah. No, come home. but yeah, so maybe that in No Way Home they'll introduce Norman Osborn.
Like, Far From... Look, I'm not going to move on from it. Far From Home is such a dog shit title.
Yeah, it sucks.
Because he what? He goes to England.
Yeah. He goes to Europe. He has a Europe
He's far
trip.
From
far
home.
Far from home. Yeah. That's
shouldn't be just called Spider-Man Euro Trip.
Yeah,
exactly. That's sick.
Yeah, and then he'd be like, "This isn't where I parked my car," and then he swings away. Great
Spider-Man movie that shows chockers with Euro Trip references would be so funny. Why aren't any writers or directors ruining their movies for us?
Put Tom Green in.
I want to watch a movie where I'm like, they wrecked this film for my benefit.
Spider-Man's roommate's Tom Green. He's trying to feed his snake a big rat or something. He's bitten. Comedy gold.
Let's go on a Euro Trip. And I'm like, like Euro Trip.
Yeah.
And then
that would be great. Peter doesn't know.
Peter doesn't know. Man.
Spidey doesn't know.
Spidey doesn't know.
That's close to Scotty. That's easy. It writes itself.
Matt Damon's already been in a Thor. He could be in a Spider-Man.
I don't like the implications.
So what are some other implications that have come out of Captain America Winter Soldier, i.e. Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
So initially I was like, they're going to make it like, I wonder when they'll announce a Captain America 4 straight away.
Yeah.
I'm honestly shocked that it didn't end with Captain America and the Winter Soldier will return in Cap
Me too. 4. Yeah, I was expecting that
but
as
I'm
well.
But I'm only assuming because they don't have a title, so they didn't. Because that would have been a huge way to announce it.
Yeah, for sure.
True. And it's the same writers, which is...
Well, do you think that means it's going to... like lead on from this specifically?
It'll tie into the movies more, I reckon.
Yeah, I think
which
so
is
too.
A huge it'll probably bring this and Black Widow together. That'll probably be Captain America for the White Widow or some shit. Florence Pugh will be appearing in so many Marvel properties. They haven't announced it yet,
but
I'm telling you, it's definitely happening.
That's true.
Marvel are not stupid enough to let... Because this is the fucking Jennifer Lawrence X-Men thing again.
Yeah.
They have accidentally signed someone that has exploded.
Yeah, they would not let
and
it
is
just,
all over
just
the internet.
Die, yeah.
It's like fucking... She's the meme queen as well. Official title. I'm sure she's called herself that. Get Zach Braff in there too. Might as well work
Zach
with a couple.
Zach Braff, Mr. Fantastic.
That is a funny casting that would work. And
it would work so well.
That would work.
He's full of himself. Yeah. Plus he's tall and white. What else do you need?
I wouldn't see the film, but I would just be happy that people are out there having a good time. I wouldn't know if he announced it.
Zach Braff would make the perfect Mr. Fantastic. Like,
he's just as good, if not. Actually, he's better than John Krasinski. Because if you look at John Krasinski in the face, you're like, I want to talk to this man, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach Braff, 0% chance.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the charisma of Mr. Fantastic, i.e. none.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll look like a fuckhead when he stretches, which is exactly what Mr. Fantastic
And you'd
does.
Be like, why is Sue Storm cheating on
John
Krasinski with a fish boy?
Why would he be
But you're like,
doing
oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I would cheat on Zach Braff with a legitimate fish. I'd fuck a salmon before I fucked Zach Braff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm calling it. Put that on your bingo card.
Yeah. Zach Braff announced
Put that on every bingo card that is released from now until the Fantastic Four movie comes out.
He would be a good, like, look, we mock.
Let me
but
cast
he would be
the
a
film,
good,
okay?
Yeah, all right. Okay. No,
Thank
that
you.
Really works. Like, his boofy hair with, like, the white temples.
Mm-hmm.
I see it.
He's either 50 now or pushing, or maybe he's 40.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's pushing old, however old he is.
Yeah, I don't think he'd do a good performance.
I think he'd do an amazing performance.
No, because he'll do that. He'll just tap into his indie movie performances, which is just brooding-ish, but also like I'm annoying.
Because he gets that whole thing of like I'm more intelligent than everyone else in the room, which will just be. It'll
he just
be
plays
Garden
State. Except he's stretchy.
You know, mixed with a little bit of Scrubs.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
perfect.
He'll
Marvel,
go,
come on, do it.
Yeah, come on, Marvel.
And then fucking. Donald Faison, get him in the MCU too.
Yeah.
Maybe he can play maybe the Thing?
Yeah, why not?
Get him in Fantastic Four with his body?
Yeah.
I mean, he could be, he's too old for Johnny Storm. That's
yeah.
the only thing.
Yeah, that yeah. is a shame. That is a shame. Yeah.
He'd be a right Thing.
Yeah, he'd be a pretty good Thing.
He'd be quippy.
Yeah, yeah, which is the Thing
it's,
is.
It's, you can imagine him saying it's clobber and die.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. Anyway.
Dr. Cox is Johnny Storm. I've gone the opposite. He's old now.
Dr. Cox could do Doom. A good, like, Dr. Doom or, like, a Daddy Storm.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, the perfect casting of the Fantastic Four.
Mostly scrubs. Mostly Sarah Chalk as Sue.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That was
a
lot.
Yeah,
we didn't even need to say it.
So.
Florence Pugh will probably be in Captain America 4. In fact, I'm going to commit she's going to be in Captain America 4.
I think it'll be interesting when Black Widow comes out to watch Black Widow and then, I mean, I'm not going to do it, but then to rewatch Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Because I think we're getting not like half the story, but I feel like there is some. Maybe context from Black Widow that will not in that you're like, oh, now that makes sense, but just in like that's the complete picture, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's
in the lead up to Captain America,
because I feel like that you could probably have the Flag Smashers sort of spring up, or the Power Broker sort of starting to happen here, but actually no, you can't because of the timeline, because it's between Civil War and Infinity War, where everything that's happened in this is Infinity
from
War
Infinity
onwards.
War onward. Yeah,
no. Sharon Carter,
yeah.
When they steal the shield, that happens in between Civil War and Infinity
there you go.
War.
So Sharon Carter
confirmed.
It's a lot.
So I guess Black Widow is technically post Falcon and Winter Soldier.
What about when the big reveal of Taskmaster actually Sharon Carter?
Oh,
super sold it up.
Fuck,
that would be a shock.
But what?
Would it be good? Is that
would
what
it be good? And would the timeline make sense?
No. Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, no, it wouldn't be good. No, it wouldn't make sense. Because Sharon Carter, fine character, didn't love the performance. Don't really want to see her again.
Okay. Yeah, well, I got some terrible news.
I'm out of luck here.
Yeah.
She's not done.
What if it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus as the Taskmaster?
That would rule. That would kick so much. And the way we get the hint is that when Taskmaster dances, he doesn't like
dance. There's another club scene. Yeah. They'd be like, you love the Baron Zemo one so much. Wait, is he Taskmaster dancing?
Doing the dance. You're like, wait a second.
Hey, I know that dance.
I know that goddamn dance.
I've seen television.
Well, what do you reckon any of the plot threads in
We don't know
Falcon.
Who Taskmaster is. Taskmaster probably is Sharon Carter.
Yeah.
Fuck! Oh, no. No, because that point, Sharon Carter would have gone bad.
The timeline doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Well, she's always in bed. Anyway.
No, she hasn't. Although stealing shield is technically a bad thing. Theft.
Yeah. Theft is bad. It's a crime.
Theft is bad, yes.
Yeah. Stealing from the government, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Mm. Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. Tricky.
It's a
sequel. Selling missiles to domestic terrorists.
Bad.
Yeah.
But Tony Stark is.
That's why he's in hell.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Saving people and. Domestic terrorism.
Yeah,
both
bad. Both bad.
Two bads don't make a right.
Yeah.
Two bads don't make a right. Correct.
Okay. Two bads don't make a good. Anyway,
anything from this TV series you reckon will tie into, or they'll explore more in Captain America? Because I'm thinking like some of the stuff that they're setting up, like the Power Broker, like Madame Hydra, all that kind of stuff, I don't know if that necessarily will tie into Captain America. I think Captain America is now going to do something else.
Yeah, I would say that possibly... Madam Hydra, but other than that, I don't think much else.
Well, I think this continues the theory, and this is throwing back to my own theory, which is that now we're going to get like the two devolving, not timelines, but two kind of different narratives happening at the same time in Phase 4, which is going to be the dimensional extra fuck stuff.
Yeah.
And then the more like boots on the ground, government conspiracy shit.
Well, this is clearly going to be about the reality.
Yeah. Captain America's like, fuck, I got to go to Dimension X or some shit and punch on with the Shadow Realm Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I think both are like, I think that it's a kind of clever move from Marvel to have your interdimensional shit, which will be exciting and wild, but also your bad Avengers shit on the ground is also like just as intriguing. Those are two very strong
and
through lines for the upcoming
If they go
films.
With like the Dark Avengers kind of stuff, which would be kind of cool. Mm. And I think maybe that'll be what we're exploring in Captain America 4.
I like to call them the Devengers.
Yeah, the Devengers.
Devengers.
I will devenge you.
Okay, so we've got Thunderbolts, we've got Dark Avengers, and that's the kind of stuff that's happening in like the comic books.
Yeah.
Both of those.
Yeah.
Do you reckon what are they going to call themselves?
I don't think the Thunderbolts will be called the Thunderbolts. No. I think that it will be like Thunderbolt Ross will be involved. He'll probably figure out Sharon Carter.
Yeah, they are my Thunder Rosses.
The Rosses.
Well,
the Ross boys.
And, I mean, you've got Elaine Seinfeld. Ross Geller. Thunderbolt Ross Geller.
He's right there.
Just saying, Marvel.
Come on.
No, well, I think it'll be, again, almost identical to, this is the new Captain America, but it's US Agent, and they'll do a similar thing where they're like, the Avengers are split to the four winds. Some of them are in space. Some of them are underground.
Well, the world needs protecting. Yeah. Meet your new protectors.
So if you look at what the Avengers are doing and why they split up, and they're like, it's because of like the Sokovia Report, and they didn't want to be able to like adhere to anybody, sort of like a governing body being able to control them. Where I think now we'll probably get like what the Thunderbolts become is that kind of thing where, and it'll be sold like, yeah, look, the Avengers were an offshoot team, but you know, look what they did. Look how they cooked it. You know, we need someone in charge and we need accountability.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the Sokovia Accords almost maybe back on the table.
Mm.
And it's like, this is our response to that.
Yeah. I think that's so feasible.
Only thing is that John Walker has publicly cooked it and everyone hates him.
Yes, so that is true.
You can't do it as a publicity stunt because they've already done that.
Yeah. Well,
because I thought that was how they would do it easily too, because the government and stuff.
Yeah. But and so we had this problem, I don't know, but with WandaVision where at the end they were like, people make mistakes. And she was like, that's right. Bye bye. Mm. And then in this, when he beheaded that guy, they were like, people make mistakes.
Okay,
so
bye-bye.
Also, well, it wouldn't shock me if they just forgave him.
Or they kind of sell that to be like, well, what would you do? He was a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
He was quite an evil person. He killed.
He killed his partner. In superheroism.
Battlestar.
Yeah.
What was his name again? Not Bucky. Battlestar. Yeah,
but so I think if that was the direction they wanted to go into, they could justify
it. Yeah.
But I agree. I think it's either way. If they wanted to go in the direction of doing it kind of like sneakily and secretly, they could do that as well.
Meet the team that's not scared to sign the Sokovia Accords and not scared to get their hands dirty to get the job done.
Yeah,
meet
like you can
the Avengers.
At least it's Avengers. Then you can spin that to be just like, yeah, yes, John Walker has, you know, he's fought for our country, he's done this, and he's killed for our country.
Yeah.
Like, he will do the things that, like, you know, other people can't, you know? It's that kind of thing where it's like...
Black Widow's like, I shoot people all the time.
Iron Man shot all those people in that village. That
Captain America used to have a gun.
Yeah, he I loved to. Seeing John Walker gun and shield again.
Yeah, yeah.
Long range, and because you know you're fucked close range shield. Can I put out just a crazy theory?
Okay. Yeah.
So D'Avengers, which we've agreed on.
Yeah,
so D'Avengers, in the comic books, I think there is a Spider-Man equivalent in the Thunderbolts.
I believe it's Venom when he was Mac.
What about this? There's a lot of rumors.
Piece of shit.
Big rumors that, and I think it's almost confirmed that what's his face who played Dr. Octopus is coming back for No Way Home, right?
Yeah. Okay. Alfred Molina.
Now, in the comic books, there is a Spider-Man who is Dr. Octopus, Superior Spider-Man.
Yes.
Now, what if at the end of No Way Home, we get, what's his name?
Alfred Molina.
Alfred Molina possessing the body of Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Or Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Oh!
He's back.
I would piss and shit all over the cinema.
You would make a mess like a little baby.
You would be like, he would take off his mask and reveal it was Tobey Maguire, and you would just hear the worst noise you've ever heard.
The wettest noise a human body has ever produced.
You'd be
produced.
Like, how did you do that all at once? And I'd look over with you sick down my front because I threw up too. And I'd be like, I need to go.
I love Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire's great. I haven't seen him in movies in ages. Jackson, you've ruined this for us by exploding.
You ruined this experience of this.
Yeah, but I think that that's put on your bingo cards.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
I don't know which bingo card.
Because you could have that, and then you could have
the No Way Home prediction cards, the MCU future prediction cards, the Fantastic Four casting bingo cards. Like, which ones?
Which one plus, I've got the place of speculation sheet as well. Is this for the sheet? I don't know. What are the rules?
Because, you could easily do that with, Tobey Maguire's, like, beautiful face.
Yeah.
And then you have Doc Ock plus he's narrating.
Yeah, I think that's so feasible. And then Andrew Garfield, let's bring him in as well because I love him too.
Yeah. Looking for that chimney.
What? Oh, man.
So, I think this is really just cemented the fact that we're going to get more, you know, government shady shit whilst the other Avengers are like going through dimensions and biffing.
Yeah. Mm. So do you think that Falcon will be back on the Avengers as Captain America? Will you think that maybe Falcon will take on a leader's position for the Avengers, or are they just going to be like, the Avengers are kind of scattered to the four winds, we're just coming together to do dimensional shit?
Well, one thing they haven't announced that will definitely happen will be an Avengers film that will probably come right at the end of this. And it means that, like, doesn't matter how they do it, that the two branches are going to come back together.
Yeah.
Mm. So Norman Osborn could be someone that brings it. So who's like space, but also government?
Yeah, that's Norman Osborn.
Skrulls, maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, Secret Invasion's happening as a TV series.
There are a lot of weird threads that it is going to be hard to bring together in one film.
Yeah,
because there's
you get an Avengers TV series, and Disney Plus is just like, yeah, guess what, fuckheads, we are taking all of the money in the world
that
and putting
would be
it into this
a lot. But because you're going to have to tie up dimension shit, you're going to have to tie up.
Eternals
of Defenders.
About the Eternals.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Phase 4 lineup. So we've got Black Widow coming, and then we've got Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Ten Rings.
Well, that's going to be the Ten Rings.
Ten Rings.
That's going to be one of those like Captain Marvel-esque films where they're going to be like, yeah, like all that stuff, let's just there. Yeah. Although it could tie into Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you've got Eternals.
It's a bit of a magic... Yeah. Magic tournament of punching.
Yeah. Eternals, and then you've got Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, oh, that's dimension shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love and Thunder.
Space shit.
Or dimension shit.
Mm-hmm. Could be both.
Theoretically.
And, of course, Doctor Strange.
Because haven't we had Rusty Crowe is playing Zeus?
Yes.
So, theoretically, I know that Zeus, I think, is a character in the comics or whatever, but what if he's an alternate Thor and it's... Like, enter the Thorverse.
Russell Crowe playing
enter the
an
Thorverse.
Alternate...
Yeah. Thorcore?
No, I wish I hadn't brought it up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
If anything, Zeus should be an alternate Odin.
So we have now, where you have multiple dimensions, and then you have people policing that dimensions, and so then you need the Thorcore. You need the Thorcore.
The Zamadol pieces here.
The wettest sound.
I'm Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, blah, and we're the Thor Corps, blah, and you stand up and just wipe your hands and never say us again.
You've not only ruined our friendships, but also the magic of cinema for me.
I don't want this popcorn anymore.
Yeah. That's fair. We've also got like the TV series, so we've got like Loki coming in the next TV
series. You know
what?
I said there was two paths that it's taking. I think it's actually going to be three, because space shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do space shit, dimension shit. Government shit.
Yeah, okay.
Because you got Loki, the What If series, which is kind of like...
Doesn't count.
Thing, yeah.
That's just like, hey, let's just have fun.
Have a think. What if?
What if?
Oh, like, what if we'll zoom back in?
Yeah.
The end of the series will end.
Yeah.
And the camera will pull in, you realize that you're actually... Or pull out and realize that these are actually thoughts that Vision's been having. But he's been like,
What if?
Next to the Watcher.
Yeah.
Uatu, whatever. The big baby.
Yeah. That lives on the moon. What if? Here's a boring story. Whenever
hell
I think
yeah.
Of what
strap
if,
yourself in.
I remember.
I usually like cool, fun stories.
No, I'm boring.
Let's try this boring one out.
Whenever I think of What If, it reminds me of when I was in high school and my friend who liked to draw drew a cover of a What If comic called What If Spider-Man Lost His Balance, and it was just Spider-Man on a pole going, whoa! Anyway.
Yeah, that...
Was it a good drawing?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very good. He was a good artist.
Yeah, and also a funny guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's amusing.
He's Spider-Man. He's got a lot of balance.
Yeah, so what if he lost it?
For some reason, I thought you were going to say, what if Spider-Man had a gun?
No. We all know what would happen if Spider-Man had a gun.
Yeah, that's an easy
that doesn't
story.
Bear thinking about.
Then we've got Hawkeye, Ms. Marvel, Moon Knight, and She-Hulk. So again, you've got a lot of stuff here, which is mostly like space shit, dimension shit, and then... Earth shit.
Yeah.
Boots
on
the ground.
And you might as well just get stuff like, I don't know, like its own, like Shang-Chi might just be its own kind of self-contained story.
I'm trying to like look here and it's like, well, what will be tying into Falcon and the Winter Soldier here? And I'm like, well, Shang-Chi, probably not. Eternals, doubt it.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, maybe.
Yeah.
Thor,
What the fuck are they going to do with Eternals? Like, in the universe that we currently have, how the fuck is any of that going to do anything?
Well, it could either be self-contained, and they could just do this idea, which I think this would be cool. I'd like this movie, but I don't think it's what we're going to get, where it's like, you don't really worry about all of the kooky eternal shit. You're just like, there is a group of people, 10 people who are immortal and have been around since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And there's a group of people who are immortal and bad and have been around since the beginning of time. And maybe every 100 years they forget who they are. And so they got to remember who they are, have a fight, move on with their lives.
Sounds like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, kind of like Mortal Kombat. That like would Mortal be cool. But I don't think that's what we're going to get.
No, no. I think it's going to be like, you know, the whole thing with Eternals is that Earth's like, counts on systems, and like the system is broken, and especially with like the click or the snap, or whatever you call it, the blip, chuffing off, and then people coming back. It's like the system was broken, then got broken further. We need to repair the system, and it's going to be like a big much. You know, that.
But I can also just so see Eternals being like almost like a superhero film from either the really early MCU or even pre MCU, where it's just like good guys be bad guys. Because that's what Eternal, like, it's like you got the Eternals and you got the
Deviants.
Yeah, and it's like, well,
that's funny.
It's just going to be
Deviants sounds like a name I'd make up.
Yeah, it does. but yeah, so I don't think that's going to. I think that we're going to get, yeah, like you said, three through lines of spaceship, domestic Earth shit, and dimension shit. And then off them, you'll have a couple of self contained stories that don't really, because, like, I don't know, like, Ant-Man didn't really tie into much, did it? Like,
yeah.
It was just kind of like...
But now we're going to get Ant-Man 3, which is going to tie into dimension shit.
That's true. But what I mean is in the first
originally,
phase,
the first Ant-Man is just like, whatevs, I'm just a guy.
I'm just a
guy. I'm a little toddler boy. I'm running through high school.
Yeah. Because then they can... Because you kind of want... to stop it getting so convoluted, your ideal would be to set up stories that are self-contained so that in the future you can tie back to those stories as opposed to having to tie back to this long, convoluted collection of ideas.
I think these three timelines are going to result in, even though they're not, it's almost like we're going to get like three phases within one phase.
Yeah.
Because like, so like, for instance, fucking WandaVision will probably lead into Spider-Man No Way Home, which is crazy, but all the consequences will kind of be the same, which then like leads into Doctor Strange, but then also you're going to get fucking Loki. That was the other one I'm thinking of, I think.
Oh. And maybe Ant-Man, Quantumania. Oh, yeah. So you get like that one branch.
But then this, and then we've got Falcon, Winter Soldier, Black Widow, Captain America 4, maybe Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And then spaceship. Like, I mean, like you're going to get
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Well, Thor,
Love and Thunder
ties into the Guardians Christmas special, which ties into Guardians 3, apparently.
You've kind of got these three through lines, and in a weird way, Falcon and Winter Soldier is like the beginning of the domestic ground one.
Yeah.
But also, like you said, there's not really been any change in the status quo.
No.
Aside from the fact that Sam Wilson is now Captain America, but also you could kind of assume that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, it's just kind of like with WandaVision, like that's the beginning of the dimensional bullshit. And it's kind of like, oh yeah, status quo. A little bit. You're like, oh, one line. Oh, yeah, after the death of Vision, Wanda went a little bit, ew.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
You know. Went a bit Scarlet Witchy, am I right? Yeah. Up top.
Hey, who's high-fiving in your mind?
Hawkeye and Johnny Storm.
Oh, he's in. That's the best way to introduce a character, with a high five.
Yeah, it is strange that these TV series are very much.
Well,
just like,
I think they have to be because
not just status quo, but
they are probably when they're making these, they probably weren't sure how popular they're going to be.
Yeah,
I mean, Disney would have assumed they're going to be pretty popular, but they're like, are they going to be popular enough that people are going to, the same people that watch the movies are going to watch all of these? We don't know. But based on the numbers, yes.
And also you've got to, like, you know, there was a complaint I remember that people were having in the early days of Marvel TV shows when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was connected to the main MCU and stuff like that, where people were like, I hate that I have to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to get context for, so I think with this, they're like, we can't expect people to watch everything. Mm. And so people still need to be able to just watch the movies.
Yeah,
so.
I think there's that kind of, maybe they've learned a good lesson from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where it was just kind of like, wow, that was like 20 episodes for season one and a little bit hokey and kind of bad.
Yeah.
So why don't we just do limited series and that's easier to swallow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also think that is kind of what is the focus.
They're treating them, again, like I think I said this when we were talking about Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
This feels like, so the movie's like the main events, and then you could be, so like,
you could, it's like, oh, you like
Captain America beats the shit out of the Flag Smashers issue one to six. No, that's a bad example because that would be the side thing that I'm talking about. Captain America Civil War is like a thing, and then Falcon and Winter Soldier is like the side series that like
you could also read if you wanted more context. Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. And you're like, oh, do you like Loki? Well, here's a Loki series you can watch.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch it. You can just watch whatever you want in the main series of films, but you could also watch this.
Yeah.
Which is like a good way to do it, really.
Yeah, there is definitely, I mean, like, this fleshes out a lot of stuff, and it means like the weight of Sam's decision and stuff you wouldn't get in the main films and whatever. Yeah. But
also in the main films, how?
Yeah.
Well, I guess actually probably in Captain America there might be some exploration.
Isaiah Bradley will probably in Cap 4.
But it's always so funny in like the Marvel movies where you're like, you know, heavy character decisions, everything has weight, and then you get like an Avengers where it's like, well, they're just there to, like, I thought it was so weird that, you know, Falcon is fighting like a person with a super soldier serum, and he's like, this is tough. And you're like, you were in space, dude. Like, is this tough?
You fought Thanos.
This is just like another day at the circus.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, look, ultimately, I thought it was good. I liked it, and I'm excited to see what happens next.
Mm. Yeah, I reckon stuff will happen.
Yeah.
Put that on your bingo
when
card.
When do you think you will...
No, this stuff will happen is the only time they're going to put an egg. They're like, it happened.
Oh, my God. I wasn't fucked. I mean, I was, but I wasn't fucked.
Mm.
So here's one last question. When do you think you are going to struggle to keep watching all the TV shows?
The moment there is two series at the same
yes.
time.
Yeah. The moment it's like you could watch Ironheart and you can watch the Hawkeye TV show and I have to pick one, I will pick one. You know what I mean?
Also, I think that if baseless speculation ever tanks and I don't have to speculate baselessly based on these shows, I will immediately stop watching.
So if you want us, if you want to trap us in a prison of our own
making.
Keep
listening. Tell people to listen.
Like it, rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah.
You can ensure an unpleasant future for the BS boys.
Because I never
I
never watched Daredevil.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch one episode. I was just like, you know what? I'll watch the movies. This show's not for me. I've been sucked in this time.
Yeah.
Also, they tricked me with WandaVision because I was like, oh, this could be weird. And it was for a bit and then it wasn't.
I had to watch the Snyder Cut. You think I would have watched the Snyder Cut if we weren't doing this?
I would have watched the Snyder Cut just because I was like, that is a fucking crazy thing that the world has let happen.
Yeah. I wouldn't have watched it twice in 3 days.
Oh, yeah. No, same.
Like, there's that. That's a sleep. That's 8 hours right there. That's a required amount of sleep a man should get. Yeah, two Snyder Cuts. Look, to be honest, I'm enjoying them.
Me too, for sure.
And like, I did watch Daredevil when I was excited for Daredevil, the season one, but like season two came out and I was like,
I don't know.
I guess it depends. Like, such a good, as long as they're good. It's like a lame answer. But that said, I don't think we're going to get a bad TV series from Disney Plus because they have a lot of optics and a lot of people just kind of like looking over it, making sure that it is at least entertaining.
Yes, for sure.
Is something that the Netflix series did not get.
Yeah.
Like I had to force myself to watch some of Iron Fist and I'm like, this is terrible and
so
bad.
So impressive that you did.
And like I didn't get all the way through and it was just bad.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that there is like enough money that Disney are throwing at this that at least we're going to get good performances, good visuals, good action, you know, coherent storylines.
Yeah.
And even things where you're like, even though that wasn't great, whatever. Well, like Sharon Carter being like, I am the power broker. Yeah. You're like, well, of course, she was.
But I'll forgive that for the rest of it. Yeah. I think as well, I think for me, thinking about it now, the moment I will stop watching or I'll become annoyed that I have to keep watching it is if we get a season two of any of the shows we've got so far.
Oof.
Yeah, because I think I'm really enjoying, and the reason I'm continually being entertained is that Falcon and Winter Soldier finishes, and now it's Loki, which is its own brand, like it's completely different, you know what I mean? Mm. But if the moment they're like, hey, WandaVision, again, I'll be like, no. But I'll have to, because we're trapped in a prison of our own making, that you can keep us trapped in, like and review us on iTunes.
I think that the Falcon and Winter Soldier also shows that like this was very messy and clearly had stuff going on behind the scenes and they still made it at worst pretty good.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, look, the quality of the show probably isn't going to any of the shows are going to dip below what we just got.
Yeah.
But the highs of Falcon and Winter Soldier were very high.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of the stuff was bad.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But not like bad, not like
not many quips.
Yeah, like very quipless.
There was some quips, but not as many as we thought we were going to get.
Yeah, very true, which
is
very
something
good.
That the BS boys predicted.
Yes, we did. That didn't fuck you there, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I said.
Look, sometimes we don't fuck you.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
It's a rarity, but it does happen. Don't pretend it doesn't.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.